Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure, as always. We've got our good friend Anita Campbell with us, ladies and gentlemen. You've seen, heard Anita on the show before, and maybe you've taken advantage of some of her own excellent work on small business and entrepreneurship. And I'm glad to see you back with us. Anita, welcome back.
Well, thanks, Jim. It's great to be back with you, as always.
It's good to have you back. What's the news from the great Midwest?
Well, you know, hey, life is good here in the Cleveland area and elsewhere. Despite all of the negative financial news you hear on TV, actually, things are going pretty well.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that. Beautiful part of the world up there. I was there a couple of years ago. Anita, I've been making this statement, and I want to get your thoughts on it. Recession, so what? What do you think about that? What do you think about that statement?
Well, I think that is exactly the attitude that you need to have, because, you know, first, you are beaten in your own mind or you are successful in your own mind. Either one, it's your choice before you are either beaten in the world, right?
Well said. That is so well said. You know, that's a 21st century way to say, and an excellent way to say what I think Henry Ford has been attributed with saying, if you think you can or if you think you can't, either way, you're right.
And you know, so it all there. You know, you can beat yourself in your own mind, or you can set yourself up for success. So, you know, I like to set myself up for success, and to do, you know, I really have to not fixate on this negative financial news that's coming out, you know, because it'll, you know, you talk yourself into, you know, all sorts of problems, and you talk yourself into failure that way.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, way back in the early part of the year when people started talking about early January, when the talking heads on television, the newspapers started talking about recession or whatever. Are we, you know, are we or are we not into one, already been in one, whatever. And I started saying, you know what, so what? If I'm going to be in business a year from now, when whatever we're in is over, which I plan to be, I still have to pay the bills. I still have to eat and feed and make payroll. I still have to serve my customers, create new customers. So what if whatever we're in, it doesn't change the fact that I have to go to work. And you talked aspect of it. I don't know if you've heard me use this term before or not, but I have used it on the show. It's called availability cascade. Have you heard it before?
Oh no. What does that mean?
Holman Jenkins Jr., one of the great editorialists for the Wall Street Journal, was used this term in another context. But what he defined it as, he said that availability cascade is when you hear something so much in the media that you begin to believe it to be true. Becomes generally accepted truth, like a maxim, and then you start taking action on that new belief, even though it may not be true. You just think it is. And so here's the point. This is, I think, what you were alluding to a minute ago. We do have some structural challenges in the U.S. economy right now, but probably the thing that's going to push us over into anything uglier is, and that's our own fear, our own hysteria over something that's not as bad as we've made it to be. What do you think?
I think that's absolutely right. You know, one of the great things about the internet, why I love it so much, is that you hear from people firsthand. So, for example, on a site like mine, I have a lot of people come and saying, hey, you know, we're not slowing down. In fact, we're going to invest more in marketing, and we're looking for opportunities during a time like this. I think that's so wonderful.
Well, you know, I have access to a survey, and I'm not going to reveal it or tell you much about it. But I do want to reveal one piece of information from it. Excuse me. And that is this. Over 9 out of 10 small business owners reported they were at least going to do as much marketing this year as they did last year, or more. 9 out of 10 were going to do as much, if not more, marketing right now this year, even as we speak.
And I think that's a wonderful attitude. And you know, just anecdotally from what I hear, I see a lot of smart business owners doing that.
Anita, give us your website before we take the break.
It's Small Business Trends at smallbiztrends.com.
All right, check that out, folks. Quick break, right back with Anita Campbell. A lot more to come after these messages. When we come back, I want to introduce you to the odd couple of small business. Roger, you're the best. Roger is such a cool man on the board. Hey, that's the Odd Couple music, folks, and that's what I want to talk about, the Odd Couple of Small Business. Anita Campbell is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Black. Thanks for being here. I'm your host, as you know. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. The smallbusinessadvocate.com. The show and all the things we do here, the articles, the thousands of archives that we've done, and I mentioned the articles our Brain Trust members have written, like our good friend Anita, and our blog is there, the newsletter, subscribe to that there while you're there, that's free, everything's free that we have, and of course our knowledge base, askjim.biz, is where you can get business answers now, and all that's free, no barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us. Anita, I mentioned the odd couple of small about this lately, and I'm actually going to give speeches in the next week or in the next month or so on this. What we were talking about earlier, you know, recession, what recession, so what? The reason I got thinking about that is Anita, what's the difference in this year and last year, really, when you think about small businesses? Every single year of our lives as small business owners, we have the challenges of We have the small business odd couple, challenges and opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
Those two guys are always with us. They're like, you know, like the two guys on Neil Simon's play. You know, they're always together. They always come together. And every year we have challenges. It's just that some year there's a few more of one than the other. So this year is no different from last year, and it's not going to be any different from next year. What do you think?
Well, I think, you know, the one difference, though, that we have right now is being in an election year. You know what happens in an election year? There's a lot of emphasis.
You mean sanity and logic are suspended? Is that what you mean?
Yes, something like that. So, much time listening to the nightly news and the cable news and so on, you get the picture that, you know, the world's coming to an end.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the dumper and everything.
It really
else.
Irritates me to hear politicians of any stripe trying to get people agitated and upset about things that aren't really that upsetting. I mean, we've still got less than 5% unemployment, Anita.
Yeah.
That.
It's, you know, I think that we have to remember that being in an election year, you know, where everything is going to be made to sound worse because the candidates have to make it sound that way in order to show that somehow if they got in office, they would do better and things would be wonderful. And, you know, and I think that we had this in 2004. I mean, we have it in every presidential election.
No question about it. And what's wrong with that picture? I mean, it's very troubling to me. And one of the things that I've encouraged people to do all year long, Anita, is to look around them. You know, don't listen to the talking heads. Talk to your customers. Check your own position. Look around you and see how things are going. And I think if you your own situation that you'll find that I'm not going to say that it may not be great, but it may not be. I think you look around and you'll say, well, you know, my world isn't as bad as they're making it out to be. Well, believe your own eyes. Don't believe the talking heads on television. What do you think?
Point. And like I was saying earlier, you know, this is a great time to spot opportunities, too. So, you know, don't let all of this hold you back. For heaven's sakes, there's an opportunity under every rock if you just look for it.
That's one of the things that concerns me, Anita, and I've been warning my audience now for 4 months, and that is, let's don't get so down in the mouth about what you think the economy is doing, what you hear the economy is doing, and become so defensive that by the time this economy starts turning upwards again, which I think it's actually doing right now, and opportunities are presenting themselves, you miss it because you got your eyes closed.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you've got to be ready and receptive for everything. And, some aspects of the economy are doing better than ever.
That's right.
The online world, online advertising and so on. I mean, those numbers are higher than ever.
Right, exactly. But, you know, there are things, there are realities. And let's say that you've got somebody, a company out there who's, you know, they're not abnormal either way. They're not the company that's not feeling any heat at all from the economy, or they're not like the housing industry, which is really having a tough time right now. They're sort of in the middle. And so let's say that their sales 10%. Now that's not a killer. I don't even think that's a recession type of number. But here's what happens, and this is where you gotta be reasonable. And if your sales are off 10% because your customers are not coming in, if you're doing business on a 30-day open account with your customers, there's a good chance your collections may start being off 10%. And now that means you got a 20% deficit in cash flow.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to pay attention to that, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is a time to certainly pay attention to your receivables. I would watch everything extremely closely. And I also think it's wise to watch any large expenditures. Sometimes you just delay 60 days in buying something.
Right.
That can make a big difference. You know, don't not buy, just delay.
Right. Just be prudent, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. It's challenges. Remember, I said we've got the Odd Couple, the challenges and the opportunity. Maybe this year the challenges are just a little bit bigger than the opportunities. That is, they're going to take us down. Means they just need our attention a little bit more. 10 till, right back. Here's Stevie Nicks to take us out.
Oh, mirror in the sky.
I have a handful of surveys that have been conducted this year with small business owners, and not one of them was a negative survey. Not one of them resulted in small business owners being negative about the economy. And, you know, I think is a difference between Main Street and Wall Street, Anita,
mm-hmm.
is Wall Street doesn't believe in anything. We believe in ourselves. What do you think?
I think that's true. And I think you also have to remember that with Wall Street, there's a lot of jockeying for position going on. And so a lot of times I feel like, you know, are being negatively stated because
right.
in a bid to get the Fed to come in and bail this
right.
company
exactly.
out or that.
Exactly.
You know, so I'm not sure how much of that I even, you know, believe.
But if you listen to television, you'd think that the only thing that's important about in the financial world or in the marketplace is Wall Street. And the truth is businesses are going to lead this economy out of whatever it's in right now. Wall Street won't do that.
That's right.
And one of the ways they're doing it, Anita, is through more and more marketing, and you've got some things to say. I want you to tell us, the audience, about some 21st century devices and tools that can be used to help you to do a better job of targeting your marketing and getting the most out of your money. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've got a tip, and that is that Google, the search search engine is showing more local results next to a little map whenever someone does a search for, mm-hmm. a business that's likely to be local, like, a beauty salon or a pizza shop or, whatever kind of business. And so if you make sure that you've got an online listing at Google Local, and sometimes getting a listing in one of the yellow pages, the online yellow pages, is enough to get you a listing in Google Local, then mm-hmm. you're very likely to show up in those top search results now when someone searches for one of these retail outlets, and it happens to be one that you're in.
When you need a retail resource, what is your first thing to do, Anita? Do you go to the yellow pages on your desk, or do you go to Google or to one of the search engines?
Yeah, I go to Google and a search engine, and I think an increasing number of people are doing that today.
Of course, now you're an online animal, Anita.
Yes.
I mean, you actually had a 10-100 port surgically installed in your shoulder, so you don't ever have to be unplugged, right? Or are you wireless now? You've gone wireless now, haven't you? So you may be a little bit the extreme in terms of, and you and I both, Anita, we may be a little bit extreme in terms of the online world, but I think more and more people are doing that.
Exactly, and remember that it's the people like us that are sort of telling you where the future is going to be. So we're
the weirdos, right?
A year or two for your mile.
We're the weirdos telling them where to go and where the things are going to be in the future. You know, Anita, about 6 months ago or less, I guess, I was in New York City. In fact, we were there together mm-hmm. back in November, and at the Small Business Summit that Brian Moran had, and. My wife and I were walking around Midtown Manhattan looking for a restaurant, and so she whips out her BlackBerry, goes on Google on the BlackBerry, and we find the address. Walking down the street.
And more people are doing that, too. So.
Exactly. So what's the message, folks? The message is don't own a BlackBerry so you can find these places. The message is be where those people can find you when they whip out their BlackBerries, and that's the key, isn't it?
And that's exactly the key. And you know what? The Google Local search, it's now morphing with the mobile search, the mobile phone, mobile device search.
Right.
So you definitely want to make sure you're in Google Local, also Yahoo Local.
Mm-hmm.
And yes. MSN has a live local also.
A lot of new technology, folks, that you got to know more and more about. And Anita, thank you for being here today. Thank you for bringing the information that you have, and thank you for all that you do for small business.
Well, thank you, Jim. My pleasure.
And give us the website one more time.
It's Small Business Trends at smallbiztrends.com.
And thank you, Anita. We'll see you next time.
Okay, thank you.
Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.